Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Thursday morning. It is May 14th. We are at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, good morning to you as well. It's one more hour to vote. Just throwing it out there. For our ice cream tour.
Oh, God.
Grasping at straws here. I mean, I know we're getting around to Cleveland. How much do you make? Really getting in my way of our 7:10 break, but we'll have to mention it prior to the game that, you choose the term for our ice cream tour that's going to be happening in the months of June and July this year.
So you're not ready to concede yet?
Can't.
Okay. You're waiting until the last minute.
Last minute.
Got it.
Your chance to vote.
That's fine.
Specifically, Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. If you know, you know. If you don't, you can certainly check that out. So EMCs, you're going to see some sunshine today. We're going to see a high around 60 degrees. But looking at the forecast after today, tomorrow, it looks like we're seeing some 70s. Maybe an 80. I don't know. I was just looking at Trent's extended forecast. And I don't know if it's the next 2-3 days where it's still kind of cool. But definitely some 70s in the forecast. So we are all excited about that after not hitting 70 for the past, I don't know, 3 years, whatever it's been.
That's what it feels like.
It's been a long time. So we've got that on the way. Let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day for dead guy in an envelope. Who do you think it is? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
It's getting closer.
It's not.
And closer.
Is it?
As you're whittling the names down. I need to screenshot those and send them to Stevie. And then on Monday, because there's a lot going on, Redemption Week and other things, there's a lot of things on her plate. On Monday morning, we will aim to get the updated list on our socials, so at least you have an idea of all the names.
Are we getting close? Like, it could literally be today. It could literally be next year.
That's
like, is it?
The game could be over in 60 seconds. It could be over
what's
the longest it's been? Was it the first one? 11 months?
I believe
10 or 11 months.
It was like a January through November. Took that long. Yeah.
All right, EMCs, we need you to start the show. This is how we start the show. It's our early morning crew. We just need a name. What's your guess? And if it's a repeat guess, we'll let you know. It's 216-343-1021. Which EMC is going to start the show today? We will find out together in 3 minutes. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired. I was a game on last night.
Oh, my gosh. I am so mad at myself. That is just, there are several drawbacks to waking up at 4 in the morning. But when I went to sleep last night at that Cavs game, I was texting my buddy Artie, rolling eye emojis and basketball emojis. And then I was like, oh, here we go. We're going to lose game 5. And then I wake up this morning, and the Cavs won in overtime.
It was exciting.
I can't believe it. And they were down big with about 2.5 minutes left. I saw my TikTok For You recap. Came back, won it in overtime. Now they come home. Cheapest ticket, $130, by the way, for
games. Is that the cheapest ticket? Are you buying one?
I thought about going because that is going to be an unbelievable game. I'm probably not going to go, but to come home and be able to finish this off at game 6, where you haven't lost at home in the playoffs this year, that's according to Jen, Sporty Jen. She told me that.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. So maybe the dead guy in the envelope are the Pistons. Oh, wait, that would be.
Oh, that not yet.
Their chances
but almost.
The playoff. No. We would love your guest today.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not him.
Not Freddie Mercury, though. It was nice talking Cavs with you. We appreciate that. Did anybody else stay up for that Cavs game last night? I totally fell asleep. Did you stay up for it, Sporty Jen?
I did not.
It's so tough to do. It's on
so
late. Why did they start at 8?
I don't know.
Frank. Thank you for the DM. Jen and Tim Show. We're all over the socials. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, we are there. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. They are there as well. Also, always really, really good content. Frank said, so I'm going to keep track of what comes first. Dead guy in the envelope winner or someone hitting the Powerball. So that's fair. So I looked to see if the Powerball was in a big jackpot. It's like at 86 mil or something like that. We can do that. I have a feeling I know what's going to hit first.
Yeah, it's the Powerball. We're not getting it. This takes so long.
So that was, I'm just putting it on
the
list.
Do you know what would
Freddie
be amazing?
Mercury. What's that?
If Dead Guy in an Envelope lasted all the way through Christmas, where you paused last year's Christmas game and we got no winner, I was off that day. I didn't approve that here on the Jen and Tim Show, I remember. So we have an envelope from Christmas last year that was never revealed.
What
if this Dead Guy in an Envelope game that we're playing right now on May 14th doesn't get a winner and we have to switch over to the Christmas envelope, and then this one goes into next year. That would be horrifying. Like, I'm
sorry. That would actually be perfection.
I'm sorry to everyone that listens to the Jen and Tim show for this. I'm sorry.
That envelope, I haven't checked on that envelope. That thing is up on top of the electronics in the studio. That has to be a dusty envelope. That,
I was going to say, I bet it's dusty and hopefully not a fire hazard.
And I was thinking about this the other day. It's funny you mentioned that. And I guess I have to look. Hold on. This might not make any sense. Hold on. Let me look. No, it doesn't. I was thinking for Christmas in July, but it's on a Saturday. I bring the envelope down as a one-off? And play
and
the
just
game.
Just take one guess.
And take one guess. But it's on a Saturday.
That is.
Oh, and you're off. Yeah, you're off that way.
That's a terrible idea.
I know. Now it's going to work out. That's probably why I backburned it, because the 25th.
Because it doesn't fall on the right day. So we're waiting till December.
I guess. Oh, I kind of wanted to do that. That would just drive people crazy. Is it a breakup the game? I don't know.
You're already driving people crazy, A, with the game, B, with the Christmas envelope that I'm sorry I brought it up, that for the people that forgot, because we'll get back to it eventually.
We will. And I have all the guesses for that one. So that'll be on the way. Don't you worry. That'll be probably in November. Whenever the Christmas flip does happen.
Can't wait.
There you go.
Can't wait. I see a new Tasty Tuesday in our future.
Yeah. Mm. I know where you're going with this.
The pickle smoothie.
Is it around? I can't wait for these details. Seriously, I just saw the title, so I can't wait for this.
Oh, it's around, and it's in 60 seconds. It's 50 degrees in today's Star City, South Amherst. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. A new Netflix documentary revisits the Strongsville crash involving Mackenzie Schirilla, killed two teens back in 2022. It's called The Crash. It will premiere tomorrow. It has new interviews, home videos, and police footage that are tied to this high-profile case. She, by the way, is currently serving a life sentence after she was convicted of murder in 2023. Ohio State Buckeyes football bringing back a classic uniform look this season. They'll include metallic silver sleeve stripes on the home and away jersey. The updated uniforms also include a new Block O collar logo and design details that are inspired by the stadium. And Smoothie King introducing a pickle-flavored smoothie. This is in partnership with Grillo's Pickles, but listen to what's in it. Pickles, bananas, come on, kale, apple juice, and coconut water.
Yeah, it's not horrendous.
Are you joking?
The kale, the apple juice, all that. I'm going to try. I wonder if they have it in Mentor. I actually am a big fan of those smoothies in general. They have one on, probably several, but the one I'm thinking of is close to 306 on Mentor Avenue.
Kale, apple juice, coconut water, yes, but pickles and bananas,
that is a weird combo, but I feel like it needs to be. We have so many things. We have so many things to try. I feel like we have to do almost the Odyssey taste test, because Lisa gave us some, Nard gave us some. We have stuff to try. And then that has to be on the list, don't you think?
Definitely. Well, this
Saturday. What's the smallest baby kid size that I can get?
International Pickle Day. They're doing free samples this Saturday.
Oh.
Pop
I wonder
in.
What time that is. It's not far from me. I doubt there's going to be a line to try this.
You know what? You should independently try it. Make a video.
I'll
kind of like I did with the Dr. Pepper.
Not the same, but I will.
No, it is.
It's the
dirty soda. It's just like that. Go ahead and try the pickles. Let Stevie and I know. And we'll just move on from there.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. 20 more minutes to vote. We will get to...
Good for you on your final push there.
I am trying.
Mm.
Epic fail. We'll get to that before we play around to Cleveland, how much do you make. But now it's time for Stevie on the socials. What do we got today, Stevie?
There's a video going viral of he is giving his hot take, his opinion. And I think we're going to disagree on it, because I have a different opinion than him, and I feel like you guys are going to agree with him. We're going to break it down. I feel like it's very fitting for right now.
Okay. Fitting for right now.
I look forward to that.
Me too. All right, we're 4 minutes away from Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Don't miss it.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's this video going viral on TikTok, and it says, hot take. People who feel hot should decide the temperature of a room. People who feel cold should wear a sweater. So it led into all these comments, people debating on if it's better to be hot or if it's better to be cold. And personally, I think there's nothing worse in life than being cold. So I fully disagree. Because if you're ever cold, one, a sweater is not going to do much. Half the time, a blanket doesn't do much, unless you have a heated one like Jen. But we don't all.
Which is nice.
We don't all have that.
You should. You should. It's as light.
And I feel like right now, with the weird temperature, like it is May, but it's 50 degrees. So the heat, I want the heat on, but not all people want the heat on. But then it's freezing.
That person is absolutely right. The hot person should control the temperature.
I don't think so, because
you can't unhot yourself. You can warm yourself up from cold.
But being cold is worse than being hot.
Disagree.
Mm-hmm.
First, are you kidding me? As I sit here in a scarf in this studio, it is icicles cold in this studio. I would prefer it that way, though, than like... Like if you're
our old studio, remember?
Our old studio is so
we had to
hot.
Like call people about it. I mean, it was an oven. There is no way out of it. I mean, you can wear shorts. Right. I try to wear shorts every day or layer or anything else.
Yes.
And I get the even at night. I mean, if it's too hot in my bedroom, I won't fall asleep. If it's cold.
Turn the fan on.
I do. I have to. Yeah, no, you're right.
You got a solution.
Yeah.
But Stevie, how do you, can't unhot yourself.
You can't uncold yourself. A sweater doesn't do much if you're that cold.
Get a sweater and a scarf. Or a hat. And a glove.
That's just annoying.
Like you have. Like you have your outdoor indoor gear.
Listen, I have a studio scarf. I have studio gloves. It does get very cold in here. I will never complain about it though, because I would rather it be this, because like you said, Tim, our old studio was so small. And so hot and so roasting, and there was no relief from it.
I think it's because my high school, we had no AC, so it was always hot, so I just had to do school in heat. And heat doesn't bug me at all. But the minute it's cold, I can't focus, I don't want to do anything, I'm just in shock.
You were dead right. We are the opposite.
We are the opposite on that. Yeah. What about you? 216-343-1021. If it's easier for you to DM us, you can always do this. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on the socials. We're always checking Instagram. We're always checking Facebook specifically. So let us know. All right. It's Star 102. Good morning. Do you like it hot? Do you like it cold? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, talking about that temperature. We might be on to something. We might be on to the exclusive Gentilian Studio Collection. Scarves.
The Gentilian.
Hats.
Yes.
Hoodies. Gloves. She has it all.
I have a fingerless glove. It's nice. You could still type with it. You could still hold your microphone.
Still keep
take
the palms
your headphones
warm.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps the palms warm.
Little flip fingers.
That's
don't
right.
they have, or
are
they just
no,
fingerless?
No, they're not. They're just that way.
I couldn't remember if they turned to like a mitten.
No, they're just
they
like a.
Oh, yeah.
No fingers.
Okay.
Well, there's a thumb hole, but
there
that's
is
it.
Nothing like, yeah.
They probably use a wash. They've been
it's really.
For
I was going to say something, but I thought
that
was rude.
It's all dirty, but then
they need to. I've been sitting in the studio for a while. I guess I'll take those home today.
I never noticed that. He held it up.
Neither did I.
I was like, what was the original color of that?
I know. I'm looking at them right now. I'm like, God, I put those on my hands. Oh, this really could use a wash.
I'm pretty sure you eat grapes wearing them, too. Just saying.
I do.
But
the fingers.
Dirty grapes.
The grapes aren't touching the gloves. The fingers are free. They are a free finger.
They are free.
If you kept it at a nice temperature in here, you wouldn't need to have gloves.
Stevie, how do you do that? You can't do that. The thermostat says do not touch no matter what,
correct.
We will burn your fingers off.
Yeah, I guess we don't have the
control.
But in your home, it doesn't need to be obviously like 70 something, but like can it keep it at a nice 67?
What are people saying?
It's really mixed. Trisha says much better to be cold. There are only so many clothes you can take off in public. You could always put on more clothes.
Okay,
I can't read that one. Sorry. Carrie, thank you.
I know which one you're talking about.
I didn't see it.
It involves you, Tim.
Oh, no.
It involves both of us. Me and Tim. Yeah, I can't read that. Okay. But Carrie, you're funny. Emily, I'm with Jen and Tim. It's easier to warm up from cold than to cool down from hot. I can't function in heat at all. Robin says, I'm a Stevie on this one. It sucks to be cold.
It's the worst thing ever. But I don't mind it if I'm going to bed. But during the day, I don't want to be freezing in my home.
No.
Being cold is worse than being hot.
This is again why I encourage an electric blanket.
Yeah, I think we just
I'll cause a fire.
Agree to disagree, and we can't plug it in here. Well, we have a new 810 break today. It's Star.
Oh my God!
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
I can't.
This is going to be.
Everyone is gonna. I can't. I'm so
Stevie,
embarrassed.
Check your DMs.
Stevie, did you get an Instagram DM?
Why? This is when you do three things, you try to execute.
I'm embarrassed.
I cannot
Oh my God.
Wait. I mean, we'll have Journey tickets through the week.
I have tears in my eyes.
We were going to talk about something totally different. This is just beat any story that we're possibly going to do. All right, that's going to be at 8:10. I can't. Jen has to. She has a lot of management.
I need to fix that.
She has a lot of management she needs to do.
I can't.
We have.
Okay.
All right. We will get to it, I promise. But we just can't do that right now. We can't do it right now.
I know we can't.
Because we have to.
I just real quick want to say, if you are my Instagram friend, I did not mean to send you that. Twice.
That's all you need to know. And also a great tease for an hour.
Correct. 8:10.
Cream team did not win. We're getting to Shocker. Cleveland. How much do you make?
Shocker.
I mean, I tried.
Listen.
11%. So it will be the scoop squad.
That was the final. It was 11% vote.
11%.
That's
we're
appropriate
trying,
for you.
It is. We're trying ice cream this summer. What should our crew be called? If you missed it yesterday, we were in a meeting and we decided on Scoop Squad. And then for some reason, I was thinking later on, I said, yeah, it's fine. A little mid. I kind of like it. It's great. It's fine. But what about, you know, like the Dream Team? Let's call ourselves, you know, it's ice cream and Dream Team. I put it together and it came up with the Cream Team. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out.
No, I don't think, not many supporters of the Cream Team, 11%. So thank goodness. Although the Scoop Squad definitely had some mixed reviews as well.
It also did. So right. There we go. We have a winner. I just wanted to mention that because you've been voting over the last 24 hours. Thank you to the 11%, but we have failed. Cleveland, how much do you make? Jen has some massive maintenance to do on her Instagram, so we'll be kind of doing double duty.
I don't know how to fix this.
Coming up at 8:10. All right, one thing at a time. We have so
I know.
Much
I'm sorry.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Play this game every Thursday around this time. We need a contestant. We need to play the game. We need your help.
It's called Cleveland, How Much Do You Make? We want to know how much money you make base salary. You don't have to tell us your name. You don't have to tell... Well, you don't have to tell us your name. You do have to tell us your job. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions about your job. Then we'll each take a guess to see who comes closest to your salary.
See if we can get within $5,000. It has been tough to do, but we love talking to you, learning about what you do as you listen to the Jen and Tim Show. All right, Cleveland, how much do you make? We need a contestant. That would be you. 216-343-1021. Good morning. Let's get into it. Cleveland, how much do you make? Kicking that off. Going to try to guess base salary. We have some questions to ask, but we will remain anonymous. We will start with, what do you do? What is your job?
Okay, I sell advertisements for newsletters and church bulletins that are in the back or within them.
Oh, nice. So okay. I want to advertise the Jen and Tim Show. How much does it cost me?
Ooh, well, I'm going to have to send you sell a full-page ad. So.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is it just one specific church, or is it many churches?
It's national, so it's across the United States.
Oh.
Wow.
There we go.
I work remotely, so I don't have to go there.
We learn about so many jobs I never even would think about them existing. So you sell nationally too then?
To all of the different churches and community centers, senior center, yep.
Is there a lot of cold calling with that?
Yes.
How does that go?
It is tough. I mean, it just depends. You have to get past the gatekeeper, the person who, you know, won't let you talk to the real decision maker.
Yes.
Ooh, how do you do that?
Just kill them with kindness.
Send them food or something? Can you do that?
No. Well, we don't really do that because there's just way too many. I mean, we probably call, you know, like 100 people a day. So
you're working from home, so you don't have to get all fancy dressed up or anything like that.
That's true.
What's that like? What's that like?
It's wonderful.
I bet it is.
If you, let's say you decided you were going to invest and you were going to buy like a designer bag, like a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci, like I mean, talking like next level, would you buy the real thing or a fake one?
A fake thing, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Dupe it up.
Dupe
so
it up.
Dupey.
You got to get a good quality dupe. There's
yeah,
a lot of good quality dupes out there right now.
Are they blatantly obvious?
I'm not a name brand person, though.
Oh, you're not, just in general. No. Is it because of your budget or just because that's how you are, you know, morally?
Nope. In general.
In
yep.
general.
Do you get paid a base and commission, or is this pure commission?
Base and commission.
Okay, there we go.
And how long have you been doing this for?
2 years.
What did you do before that?
Inside medical sales.
Okay, so you're an experienced salesperson.
She is.
Yeah.
I think that's all the questions for me. Do you have anyone?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
All right. Now we're going to try to guess your base salary. So you heard what she said. You can certainly play along. Shoot us a DM if you have any guesses. That's next on Star 102. It's so fun to talk to people is just because there's so many different jobs out there. Some of them we're totally unaware of, which is great. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Playing around of Cleveland, how much do you make? I'll go first. We're trying to guess your base salary. $40,000.
My guess is $50,000.
$40,000 base salary.
Oh my gosh, Tim Richards on the nose. Amazing. Oh my gosh, we love that you play. I love learning about your job because, again, that's a job I would have never thought of.
And love there's a base salary to it.
Yeah.
And then commission on top of that. So that's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We'll see some sunshine, allegedly, today, and we'll see a high close to 60 degrees.
Did you see Instagram has a new feature? It's called Instance.
I heard it during the three things you need to know. It's very good takeaway info.
How about that? I was pretty excited about it. I did it in the three things you need to know story. I believe it was right around 7 o'clock, saying it sends temporary photos through direct messages that disappear after they're viewed.
Okay.
What it didn't say is that it sends direct messages to literally everyone you're friends with. Yeah. Because then we...
Like all of them. Like all of them.
We get off the air. And I look at Tim, and we're always talking when we're off the air about whatever we're going to do on the air, something, whatever. And I look at him, I'm like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to take a picture of you and send it to you. So I open the Instance feature on my Instagram account. I snap a photo of you. I mean, not even a posed photo. Like, I'm just taking just a candid photo.
I didn't even realize you did it.
You had no idea.
No clue. Yeah.
And then I look at it, I'm like, wait, why can't I directly send this to Tim? That's weird. I must be doing something wrong. So I take another photo of you.
Just sitting down.
Just sitting down. Not even a dot of posed for a photo. Just relaxing off the air. And I, again, I'm like, this is strange. Why can't I select your name? Like, why can't I go into your messages and send it to you? Because then I find your name and it just goes to a regular Instagram thing. It's not Instance. Fast forward about, I don't know, 2 minutes later. And I see a message pop through on my account that's like, I don't like him sitting. I'm like, what? I don't like him sitting. And I open it up. Turns out it's a message to the photo of you. I'm like, how does somebody else have this photo?
Right. You sent it to me. I thought I sent it to you.
Or I thought I just didn't do it right and I didn't do anything. Turns out I sent out two photos of you to literally everyone on my Instagram. Everyone. Got two random photos of you, including you. Did you see them?
I did see them.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was good. But what was great about it is, well, I mean, that happened. Not great. Unexpected. You're getting messages all over the place, and then somehow it morphed into Stevie's fault.
Well, because she knows how to fix stuff, and yeah. I needed to admit, it was out there.
I was recording that conversation
off the
air.
Oh, no.
I think I'll share it in 3 minutes. Ever send a picture you shouldn't have sent? 216-343-1021.
I feel like
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Separate, kind of.
You sent two pictures of the.
I sent two pictures of you. Random, stupid photos of you just sitting
there. Stupid photos.
Not that you're stupid.
Jen, I'm right here.
I know, but like, so I posted a screenshot of it because I immediately got a message from someone like commenting on it. Why would I ever like it? And again, let's remind everyone, if you're new to the Jen and Tim Show, welcome. If you're part of the family already, welcome. We love you. We used to date. We used to be a couple. Why in God's name would I ever take two photos of you in that position, weirdly just sitting there, like not even with purpose, and post them on apparently my new Instagram story, which is called Instance, but it's not a story. It is trickery. If you try to use this Instance, I'm telling you, you think you're just taking a photo, it goes everywhere. Everyone gets it. Like, there. My mom and dad got that.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dewey.
Stop. I don't. My aunts and uncles, my cousins all across the country. Like, everybody I know got two photos of you from me. Do you know how mortifying that is?
Anybody else? What did you do?
God.
216-343-1021. I don't need to know the picture content. Just asking. And by the way, so this induced, as you can hear on the air,
I'm sorry,
it induced massive panic off the air.
Yes.
Producer Steve was in the studio. It kind of, well, it wasn't her fault at all, but it kind of sounded that way. And she's your go-to person.
Yes.
But this is, I mean, it's only 15 seconds long, but this right after that posted and she realized it went to all of her friends and family and everything else. This was the reaction.
So everyone's going to be like, why did Gen 2E send me this? Where did it post? I have like a story.
Yes,
of Tim.
A bunch of my friends had one.
Thank you.
Where? Jen. Get rid of it.
It's a new feature.
I don't know how to get rid of it. I wanted Stevie to delete it immediately. I don't know why. I was just counting on Stevie to immediately know. It's brand new, like 24
hours
old.
She hasn't even used the feature yet. If anybody would know, it would be her. Oh. It's brand new. No idea how to take it down. Where's the picture so people can check out? Looks like I'm just being lazy and sitting there not ready for the picture at all.
I'm still more panicked that now my parents are going to be like, why did you?
They definitely did.
I'm so
it's still out there.
Sick over this.
If you follow Jen, look at her Insta stories.
Don't. It's So I posted a screenshot of the photos I sent out on our Facebook page.
Oh, it's Facebook page. Okay.
Jen, sorry, Tim. That's great. I don't know if you approve those photos.
I don't know. I usually never sit down, but it's a back thing. It's an entire thing. Oh, I'm sure there's comments. We will get to those. How about 2 minutes on Star 102? New feature instances Jen and Tim approved on Star 102.
No.
Cleveland's feel good favorites on Instagram.
It is
try
not.
It today, but be aware.
Don't. I mean, go into it knowing that it is going to send whatever you take a photo of to everybody you know, like since kindergarten. Stevie just said. I love that you're referring to it as you, quote, sending it to people. It feels like that's what I did. Like, why I got a message saying she's suggesting it's posted somewhere, like a story almost. And I said, show me that. This is all just during that Justin Bieber song.
Right.
I said, show me that. And we went into my Instagram. She's like, well, none of your friends are hip enough. They haven't done it yet. And then she referenced that I'm like her grandma.
That's true. That'll happen.
That will like see one of her posts and be like, thanks for sending that to me, Stevie, when Stevie just posted it to her story.
Yeah.
So I don't understand instance. I don't know where it goes. I don't know why I'm putting the story in three things again, because clearly I've misrepresented.
I would leave it out
just
of three
don't
things.
Do it. Don't it, you just, or if you do, make sure it's just like a cute puppy photo.
Yeah,
or
people
something.
They're seeing it now. Jeannie's like, poor Jen. Amy Lipinski, top fan. I am dying with several laughing emojis. Shelly with like a post of somebody laugh, dog laughing. Yeah, that was not great.
It is mortifying. And I have a bunch of messages on my Instagram, like Messenger. I'm not opening them.
You probably should.
I don't want
to. Well, they want to know what's going on.
They want to know why I'm sending them a photo of you.
Yeah.
Which apparently I'm not sending them, according to Stevie.
This is the best.
Oh my God! Someone liked my reel. What does that mean? Is it like a? Did they like a picture of Tim?
I'll have to bring it
on my personal account.
Thank you for sharing the pictures all over, Jen. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
just had to ask.
I bet Nate will love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he'd be a big fan of that. Star 102. I think the takeaway is follow the Jen and Tim show on socials. You never know what we're gonna send.
You really
Star
don't.
102.
If you want to see what Tim does off the air, there's two lovely photos of him just sitting in his chair.
I look so lazy in those pictures.
I'm always editing,
standing, whatever. I'm just chilling, hanging out.
You are
eating some bonbons. Look, I'm doing nothing on that thing.
By the way, lazy is not even a dot of a word that could ever describe you in life. So no way. You're not.
Hanging
and that
out
doesn't
there.
Look like that. Okay. I mean, it does, but it's
not. It really
not.
Does. Really looks like
I mean...
This is not.
I'm sorry. I just.
This is
I,
not
if
great.
I don't know how. I. It's out there. So.
Gotta love social media. That's what Kathy just said. Oh yeah.
Gotta. Maybe just don't.
Yeah. Oh, if I'm just leaning back. Oh, that second picture is horrible.
I didn't see
the section. Look at that.
I knew you'd hate that.
Look
one.
Like a man pregnant.
No, you.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
Look at my fat stomach.
What?
Leaning back. Look
Wait
at my
a
stomach.
Minute.
I would even post that picture. Now I'm worried about it.
That's
Please don't go to Jen Tui's person. Look at
it. I did not
Leaning
post
back.
It. I didn't want to.
My stomach looks huge, like
you
I just ate
not.
A watermelon. That is so awesome.
You said I could post this
Stevie,
screenshot.
Did you see the, I didn't. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Do you want me to delete it?
I can't even believe it.
Do
the first
now,
one,
so
look
wait.
At that. I'm looking at socials on the
are
phone.
You
That's
more,
great.
Are you more
the second
mad?
One, look at my stomach. It looks, it's gray
Listen,
matter.
Listen, are you more mad
it is.
That I sent these two photos to literally everyone I know through Instagram? Or are you more mad that I have posted a screenshot of the photos I sent to everyone on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page?
I haven't been able to work out. I hurt my back.
Stop.
And it looks like I ate all of Jamaica.
It does
and
not.
I did.
It does
and
not.
And I did.
You are being way too hard
on cannot
yourself.
Please, Jen and Tim show.
Do you want me to delete it?
Leave comments about my stomach and tell me what it looks like.
No.
Wrong answers only.
That is not nice.
It literally looks like they landed on that thing and not the moon. Why don't you just crop Artemis on my stomach?
Okay.
That cannot.
Stop.
It cannot be a worse picture.
That I'm sorry.
I didn't even notice until now.
You said I could post it.
Oh my gosh. I didn't pay attention. Mm. I mean, I figured you were going to do it anyways. If I looked at the picture.
Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Well.
Oh, you know what? Don't go to the Jen and Tim Show page on Facebook. Do not go there.
Sorry.
What did I eat?
All right. We have
Chick-fil-A last night.
Oh, that was good, I bet.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.